respect. I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
And then President Trump joined in.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war,
He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Wait a minute. You've done a lot of talking.
Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
in
this cabinet.
You haven't been alone.
In this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave you military equipment, and
your
men are brave, but they had to use our military
equipment.
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In 3 days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days.
CBS's Charlie Daggett has covered the war in Ukraine and believes Vladimir Putin may be the real winner here.
Ukrainians want this war to end more than anybody else. It may be that the Russians are tired of losing hundreds of thousands of their own fighting forces. They might want to see this brought to an end. But, you know, the kind of language coming out of the White House will have crippled any kind of leverage and any kind of advantage that Kyiv may have thought they had going into today.
In other news, there is another email coming to federal workers asking what they've been doing at work. Here's Stacey Lynn.
CBS News has learned that this second email will come from individual federal agencies and not OPM. We are also told that each agency will decide how long their workforces have to respond and the consequences if they don't comply.
In Rome, the Pope had a medical emergency today, as Chris Livesay reports.
The Vatican reporting that the pontiff suffered from a sudden lung spasm, and that spasm led to vomiting, at which point the pontiff inhaled some stomach acid, which required doctors to intervene.
The Vatican says the treatment went well, but the Pope is still hospitalized and in critical condition. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A windy start to the weekend. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Board is now at full capacity after appointing Jamie Hoffman to the 14th and Troy McReynolds to the 18th. The move this week fills seats vacated by Jason Ekman and Thomas Roenhaus. Both new supervisors have previous experience as village trustees. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI in 2022. Details of what happened came out this week. A 38-year-old naturalized American citizen from China has pleaded guilty to conspiring with undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a special session Monday night. They'll be discussing updates on construction projects, including Walden 3 and Gifford K-8. The public is invited to attend and provide comments about the agenda items. Caledonia residents will face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The village board approved boosting the quarterly service charge to $190. And the Thrive Expo, focusing on health and wellness, will take place this weekend at Memorial Hall in downtown Racine. For more, people can check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Vic's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter, like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're going to be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry tonight, and windy with a low in the upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, colder though, highs in the upper 20s, but to the mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. It's 55 right now.
WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you headed to the movies this weekend? What's playing? Let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters and find out. Brett?
Well, we've got one major wide release in its last breath. This is a PG-13 drama thriller from Focus Features. It stars Woody Harrelson and is based on a true story that follows seasoned deep-sea divers as they battle raging elements to rescue one of their own crewmates trapped hundreds of feet beyond the ocean surface. Check out Last Breath or any of the other great movies, including Captain America Brave New World, The Monkey, Paddington in Peru, and Dogman at your local theater this weekend.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Get back to where you once belonged. Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. What's it ring? I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Gino. What can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really? Dream believer and a home.
Jason Brown, Dr. My Eyes on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Farming, still a big thing in Racine County, and we've got farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, in her Midwest Farm Report. It airs weekday mornings from 5 till 6, along with the reports throughout the day, so you can keep up to date on all things agriculture. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby. There goes my heart. They're gone.
Orbison, Only the Lonely on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right. We haven't done it yet today. Let's get you today's useless fact of the day. It's just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is New Jersey is the top producer of the world's eggplants. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that information either. Do with it what you will.
I need your love.
forbid your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Righteous Brothers Unchained Melody on WRJN. So many ways to listen. Of course, the historic 1400 AM you can check out on the FM dial, 99.9 in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, or listen worldwide on the Civic Media app. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine County is at full board. The current sitting board members voted this week to appoint people to the open seats on the county board. Jamie Hoffman will serve in the 14th, Troy McReynolds in the 18th. Hoffman is a former Village of Sturtevant trustee and president and replaces Jason Ekman, who resigned in December. McReynolds is a former Village of Waterford trustee and takes over for the seat vacated by Thomas Roanhouse. He left to become interim county executive. A Racine man wanted in a deadly rollover crash that killed his friend has been arrested. 34-year-old Alexander Nieves was injured during the November crash in Franksville, so he went to the hospital. He was charged with several offenses, including homicide by intoxicated driving. He didn't show for court after that hospital visit, but was found this week at a home in Racine. 47-year-old Ryan Gaddy of Kenosha died in the crash November 18th. People living in one Racine County community are about to pay more for pipes. Caledonia residents are facing a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting on the 15th. The village board this week approved an ordinance amendment raising the quarterly service charge to $190. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry tonight, and windy with a low in the upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, colder though, highs in the upper 20s, but to the mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. Right now it's 53.
1972. It's the Spinners, and I'll Be Around on WRJN. The Spinners, by the way, were signed to Motown Records in 1963, but were never one of the top acts on the label. But then in 1972, they moved to Atlantic Records and start seeing some success.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
thank you. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
It's the Zombies and Time of the Season on WRJN, your home for local news, and we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN, and then you can read the in-depth details online at racinecountyeye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I
you. Hey!
Together they grow to see the light, to see the light.
Night, Black and White, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Tomorrow morning, you're going to want to listen for Terry Havel. He's on from 10 till 2 with his Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may have forgotten about. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's tomorrow from 10 till 2 with Terry Havel on WRJN.
Hey, Badger fans. It's Monta Matt for Brewpub. Lots of Monta Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Monta Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
We'll be right back.
love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
WRJN has been providing local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 6, and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
And Timeless Hits, WRJN.
What a day for a daydream. a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick.